South Sudanese are struggling with serious economic challenges, mainly due to hyperinflation. Finance Minister Marielle Dongrin-Atteh yesterday outlined steps aimed at addressing the country's poor economic performance.
These measures are aimed at improving tax revenue mobilization, enhancing crude oil export, securing funding, digitalization and financial inclusion, and fostering food security.
Abraham Alit Mamer, an economist and advisor to the country's economic cluster, called the minister's solutions political maneuvering.
You know, economic measures, economic principle, or any economic work, it will take some time for it to cushion. When you do things in economics, you incubate them. When you are incubating them, it will take time to grow. So somebody bearing the office of 2 months would have less to do with what is really happening now. So that is from the economic perspective. But politically, yes, you know, he's a politician, he can claim anything that sound positive. So his statement, I read it, most of it is political statement. There is no economic principle or anything of that sort you can refer to.
South Sudan depends on oil for its GDP. However, the conflict in Sudan disrupted oil flow, causing major economic hardships in both countries. Dongrin says President Salva Kiir and Sudan's military leader, General Abdel Fattah al-Burhan, met on Monday to discuss the resumption of South Sudan's oil production.
On the resumption of Dar blend in terms of production and export, we received the President of Sudan, General Burhan, and one of the issues discussed by our President with him is the issue of the resumption of the Dar blend. And as I mentioned, there has been a breakthrough, and it will come to public very soon.
In March, the Sudanese government announced the suspension of South Sudan's oil exports through Sudanese territories because of a fault in the pipelines. Mamer cautions South Sudanese against counting on the newly introduced measures to turn things around until the oil starts flowing.
It is not the first time it is being said. It has been said a number of times. Every minister of finance, minister of petroleum, anybody in the government will say that. One of our delegation went to Port Sudan and they met and they were talking about this thing. So in terms of politics, yes, you can say that.
Proceeds from oil account for about 90% of the South Sudan's revenue. South Sudan has been sending about 150,000 barrels of crude oil per day through Sudan for export since 2011. As of September 16, 2024, the price of West Texas Intermediate, WTI, crude oil was $70.50 per barrel. The price of Brent crude oil was $72.61 per barrel on September 17, 2024. For VOA News, I'm Dennis Logonyi reporting from Juba.